Hello there.
How pleasant of you to join us.
Greetings, exalted one.
Join me.
This is the way.
This is where the fun begins.
What's up, Star Wars friends? Welcome to Galaxy Palooza, a Star Wars podcast of galactic proportions. I'm your host, Anthony, just a lone, grown fanboy with a microphone dropping unconventional takes about a galaxy far, far away. And in this episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing with you my thoughts about season one of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yep, but not only are my takes unconventional, but untimely, because Obi-Wan Kenobi's wrapped the finale a couple months ago. It feels like it wrapped a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But yeah, I'm going to be talking about it here on this episode. So I'm going to be talking about, you know, what I liked, one of the things I really like most about the show. I'm going to reveal my only really criticism about the show, and then talk about how some feedback about the reaction to the series finale that I saw. And then as a bonus, I'm going to talk about my failed theory that I had going on in my head as the show was on the air. My theory didn't come to fruition, but I thought it might be fun just to share with you and geek out and just kind of talk about my failed theory and why I thought that was going to happen, but overall didn't happen. So that's what we'll be doing on this episode of the podcast. So we'll get after it right now. One of the things I really liked most about the show, it's crazy to even say this, it's the recap at the beginning, that recap that you get of the prequels, episodes 1, 2, and 3, The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith. You know, I thought that was really cool. I thought they did a really good job of hyping up the events that took place in those movies and setting up the series. I thought it was cool for maybe somebody that's never watched Star Wars and they could just jump into Kenobi. And I also thought it was kind of cool maybe if you never didn't binge watch the shows going into the series and hadn't seen them for a while. But that's a really cool thing too. So yeah, I think that's awesome. And that recap at the beginning was super, super freaking dope. I really enjoyed it a lot. The other thing that I wanted to talk about with the show was my only criticism. That's right. My only real criticism about the show was in the episode. I can't remember the number, but it's in the one where Obi-Wan is rescuing Leia from the Inquisitor base. And Leia is held captive. She's guarded by two stormtroopers. And I thought it was kind of like, it looked visually cool when Kenobi went in there, you know, and took out the stormtroopers as far as like, you know, a visual aspect, you know. But I wanted to see more at the time. I was like, man, he should be lobbing off their armor. You know, I want to see an arm flying, a leg getting lobbed off. Come on, this is Obi-Wan Kenobi. But then, you know, I did think about it in retrospect, and I was like, well, you know, Leia was right there. She was being held captive. You know, it's probably not very Jedi-like of him just, you know, to start dismembering people, you know, in front of a 9-year-old girl, you know, because the age of Leia at the time. So, you know, maybe that's why, you know, Kenobi didn't dismember the stormtroopers. I would have personally liked to see a little bit more action, but I get it. If maybe that's why he was holding out on the stormtrooper dismemberment. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the feedback, the series feedback that I saw from when the series ended. And I saw a lot of people, you know, in articles out there online saying that, hey, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, what is that? Was just some plot armor, you know, like, and I was talking to one of my buddies about it online, and he was like, yeah, you just got to Google Obi-Wan Kenobi, you just got to Google plot armor, and you'll see Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I've heard that before, that term used before, plot armor, never really, you know, looked into what it meant or anything like that. I kind of had an idea, but I just looked it up, and it was like, you know, plot armor is basically when somebody survives a very, very dangerous circumstance because there's no other choice for them to, for the sake of the storyline. So yeah, I get that. You know, Obi-Wan had to survive his match with Vader, you know, his even win his match with Vader to go on, you know, because they have their next duel in A New Hope. But so Obi-Wan had to win the rematch of the century. But you know, I see it, I kind of interpreted it a little bit more different than that when I saw the show. For me, I thought, you know, look, Obi-Wan winning, defeating Vader in their rematch of the century, and that was the light side of the Force clapping back. You got to look at it like this, you know, the dark side of the Force, you know, Palpatine and Vader, they've just been getting away with too much stuff for too long at this point. Order 66, you know, after that, the Inquisitors hunting down the Jedi with Vader. And, you know, this for 9 years, they've just been wrecking shop, wreaking havoc on the galaxy. So, you know, so when Obi-Wan, you know, rises, you know, from the rocks, you know, in that battle after Vader buries him. And, you know, I feel like that's like, hey, you know, this is the light side clapping back. Dark side, you need to get your ass whooped. This is the light side beatdown. Because it just can't work with, you know, the dark side constantly. It's got to clap back every now and then just to maintain a little bit of balance, you know. But so that's what I think about the feedback and, you know, why I think Obi-Wan actually did win that battle, because it was just the Force clapping back. It was time. The light side needed a victory at that time. Now, the last thing I was going to talk about was my failed Obi-Wan Kenobi theory that I was crafting in my mind as I was watching the show. And the theory that I had, so it goes like this. In the first episode, where we saw the Padawans training in the temple, when they showed that scene, you know, once we saw Reva later in the episode, I was like, oh, I kind of think that, you know, that Padawan we saw, you know, in the beginning, one of them was Reva. And I had thought, like, as the series went on, like, man, why does Reva have so much hatred towards Kenobi? She, like, hates this dude, like vehemently. I mean, I know she's with the dark side, but, I mean, there's some kind of grudge going on there. And what I had thought was, you know, my theory was that, you know, at some point it would be revealed that Obi-Wan Kenobi was supposed to take on an apprentice after Anakin, and that it was going to be Reva. And then that when Reva, you know, when obviously Anakin stormed the temple, fall the Jedi Order, Kenobi doesn't get to take Reva as his apprentice, you know, when she was a Jedi, and so she somehow survived, and now she just has all this hatred and anger towards Kenobi for, like, failing her. So that was just my, like, theory that I was crafting in my head as I was watching the show, but it didn't come to fruition. But it's all good, though. It's just fun to geek out and have some fun. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I'd like to thank you for listening to it. Before I go, if you get a chance, please check out the website, Galaxy Palooza. You could go over there. You could leave a message over there, voice messages. Click the microphone in the bottom left-hand side, right-hand side of the screen if you're on a mobile device. Leave a message. Send your thoughts about this episode, what you thought about the Kenobi finale. I'll play it on the next episode of the podcast. You can also sign up for the mailing list so you get notified every time new episodes drop. Well, like I said, that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm out of here.
This party's over.
I have spoken.
The Force will be with you. Always.